Hello and welcome to the National Trust podcast. In this mini episode, we'll be meeting with Catherine Ward to learn about the curious military history of Agatha Christie's holiday home, Greenway. We've walked up a path and come out onto a sort of vantage point over the estuary, which looks to me to be a gun battery.
It is indeed. Here on the battery, there is evidence of Greenway's involvement from the Napoleonic War.
Just get a glimpse round the turn in the estuary that looks to me to be the beginning of Dartmouth. I mean, there's an enormous naval base there, Royal Naval Base, that has been there since the Tudor period.
It's definitely been a strategic port for naval purposes since the Tudor period. So if anybody actually made it past Dartmouth and up the estuary, this was a secondary location for defence. Greenway has been a stronghold throughout history, though most notably during the Second World War. So Agatha buys the house and the grounds in 1938, and then of course there is rapidly the outbreak of the Second World War. She bought the house and then almost immediately had to give it up for the majority of a decade. Originally for evacuees, so I think there were either 8 or 10 young children hidden out here. And then later on during the war, the British Admiralty requisitioned the house and it was the base for the US Coast Guard. Fortunately, because of the River Dart, it's still a very deep river up to Greenway, so they were able to get the naval ships in and dock them just off the boathouse.
And here we are on the Napoleonic fortifications. Are there other defences on the site?
There are. If you'd like to come with me, I can show you something closer to the house.
Now look, there's a sign that says air raid shelter in the middle of a flowerbed. What's this about?
So in the event that Greenway was bombed, this was their safe place.
It's all very dark and dank. You're sending down a pretty narrow flight of stairs into what one could only describe as a narrow brick sewer. It's extremely narrow. I mean, you wouldn't want to spend much time in here, really, would you? I mean, it is just basically a brick tunnel. No more than that. I see it's got a galvanised corrugated roof to keep the soil and the bricks on top.
So there's just one more remnant of the Second World War here to show you. So if we head inside the house where it's warmer, we'll go and have a look. So this is the library.
What a delightful room. These wall paintings, are they contemporary with Agatha Christie's occupation of the house?
They are. Well, they were done during the Second World War.
Were they?
They're
absolutely fabulous. I mean, what have we got here? Key West, Norfolk, Virginia. We've got, what are those, American servicemen, naval officers. What's that, port? What are Morocco? Most exotic scenes from around the world, various exploits of the American Navy. Is that what it is?
It is. It's the journey of the 10th Flotilla of the US Coast Guard. So it starts just to the left of the fireplace, Orange in Texas, and that's where the ships were built and named. And then it's every place they were stationed, all the way around the room, until you get to Greenway, up on its hill.
Yes. And there's what looks like an American submarine in the estuary of the Dart, with Greenway up on the bank. And it's all painted in sort of grisaille, in greys and blues, sort of cartouches and banners underneath with describing what the scene above is. And they're in rather a delightful sort of slightly book illustration style. Who was the artist?
So the artist was Lieutenant Marshall Lee. He was one of the commanding officers on ship 96. And he was a commercial artist before and after the war. So as far as I'm aware, he primarily painted backdrops on Broadway.
I think they are fabulous. Worth visiting Greenway just for those. At the conclusion of the Second World War, when Agatha Christie got the house back, she walked into this room and saw this fabulous mural. What happened next? Was she appalled?
Not so much. So the Admiralty wrote to her, explained that, very sorry for the unexpected artwork, we will of course paint it out. And Agatha wrote back saying that she wanted to keep it. It was, in her eyes, a memorial to the history of the house, a memorial to those who had served, and she wanted it kept as that little piece of history.
Thanks for listening to this mini-episode. Next week, it's the final episode of the series. We'll be hearing how Greenway continues to nourish the imagination of writers today. To get updates and to automatically download the next episodes, don't forget to subscribe to the National Trust podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. So until then, from me, James Grasby, goodbye.